The Price of Power by James W. Houston. For my father, James A. Houston. United States Constitution, Article 1, Section 8. The Congress shall have power to declare war, grant letters of marque and reprisal, and make rules concerning captures on land and water. 1. The black cigarette boats were barely discernible in the darkness. The low rumble of each boat's engine merged with the other three as they drifted closer together. The sea was unusually calm for a hot South Pacific night. The moon was just breaking over the horizon and threw vague shadows on the water as the boats glided toward the northwestern shore of Irian Jaya. A small Indonesian man in black clothing guided the lead boat under a large tree and threw the engine into reverse to slow the boat's momentum. As the boat nudged the shore, another man lowered himself over the side into waist-deep water and strode up the bank with a line attached to the bow. He wrapped the line around one of the massive trees 10 feet up from the shore. The other boats followed suit. The engines fell silent, and the boats bobbed along, separated only by black rubber bumpers. Without a sound, men moved carefully but quickly to the bow of each boat and let themselves down into the water. Each carried an assault rifle, and a few had backpacks. Each wore the same black clothing. Their darkened faces were invisible. When they had gone ashore, 30 of the men stood in a clearing around their leader. He reviewed their instructions quietly. They signaled their understanding. They checked their rifles and backpacks. When the leader was satisfied, they squatted on their heels under the jungle canopy and waited. The leader checked his watch several times.